So our next phase of the panel is a short period of time, and we have about 10 minutes left for group discussion and Q&A. And I'm wondering if any of our panel members have questions or observations for each other. What has made it the hardest so far for getting an interdisciplinary group up and running at UCSD? What would you say was the biggest challenge you faced? Perhaps Kim Chaitin?
Are you ready to answer? I can think a little longer. Did my dean leave? No, I'm just kidding.
my biggest challenge is that it's a bit of a foreign thing that somebody, for example, from School of Medicine would go and talk to somebody at SIO or social science or even engineering, and doing that without any financial support and a vision by an institution to support it is really challenging. So it's a one-man show where one is just kind of hammering at things and in many cases failing. So that's why I'm very excited that there is now this shift of, you know, going from the traditional NIH, NSF, which is we know how it gets kind of streamlined, to something more innovative. And I think this is an opportunity to launch that, and I'm really more hopeful than ever before.
Okay. I came here 12 years ago to try and sort of do what we finally were able to do. And a lot of it was, just thinking back, it was a couple of things. It was finding the right people that really worked together for the right reasons and really cared. And so just sort of sifting through and figuring people out in very different disciplines that you don't see every day took a while. The other thing was that just historically, on the campus, I mean, there's a lot of collaboration, especially in the area of environmental, between one and two and three investigators, but trying to really bridge between departments, going up and down the hill between scripts in chemistry. It seems a lot further than a mile sometimes, we've often commented, but it doesn't feel that way anymore. And I think there's just, what I'm excited by the change that has happened in the last year or so is just the amount of discussion amongst the sort of, you know, the faculty have always talked, but there's actually more discussion amongst how to build bridges between our leaders. And I think that is very refreshing. And I hope that what follows from that is that being a director, I think that the campus, you know, I sometimes was just pushing to, you know, why do you want to be a director of something this big? Because you have to give up a lot to do it. And so there has to be sort of an incentive to doing it. And so I'm hoping that's the direction that things are going, so other people will want to take the lead of these big, important things to do for the campus. But being a leader, you do give up a lot. So there has to be some, you know, incentive to doing that. And I think I'm hoping we're moving in that direction.
So I wanted to say I've been here now 17 years. And I'm a computer scientist. I actually used to work at IBM. I quit that job and came here because I was actually interested in doing collaborations with scientists and doing these interdisciplinary things. So from an SDSC perspective, I feel like that's actually what SDSC does. You know, SDSC is in the business of doing multidisciplinary collaboration, so that comes sort of naturally to us. That doesn't mean to say that it's easy to do. It's hard. A lot of times you have to get the language right, you got to get the motivations right. There are different people coming with different purposes to this collaboration, and so it's just a generic thing, but I think it's important. You know, so in a way, I would say maybe I was ahead of the curve, or maybe SDSC was ahead of the curve, and campus is catching up now. But actually, the other thing is that's interesting that I find over the 17 years is we started off as SDSC was a supercomputer center that actually had a national focus. Most of our collaborations were with abroad, with folks at other universities. In fact, I did a project that had like 12 different universities, PIs from 12 different universities, and that was a big effort, and just chews up all your time. Mm-hmm. And actually now we are beginning to focus more on campus, which is very exciting because then we can work with people who are right here.
David, did you have something to add?
Yeah. I wanted to echo what other people have been saying, but to get on to the idea of, you know, learning to speak different languages in order to have successful collaborations. And I think a big part of that is interdisciplinary education, both at undergraduate and graduate mm-hmm. levels. So I think I'm a CMBC graduate, and I think that definitely put me in a good position to be able to do these sorts of collaborations. And I think that sort of training is critical if we want people to be able to think across the mm-hmm. disciplines. So mm-hmm. I think that's an important component.
Actually, I'd like to jump in and strongly second that mm-hmm. idea. And I mean, at SDSA, we've used the term cross-training, right? So this is a notion that scientists are trained in informatics. So you have geoinformatics, bioinformatics, ecoinformatics. You have informatics in all of these areas. I think there also needs to be more of what in computer science you might call applied computer science, but computer scientists working with applications. And I understand that the courses, I mean, it's hard to change the actual curriculum because they're already so full of required things. But maybe we can find projects at undergraduate level or graduate level. And increasingly, CS department has projects in the master's level. So we are now finding more students coming through SDSC to do projects. So I think these kind of mechanisms that allow students to go across campus would be useful.
Yeah. Tying into that, the new dean of the engineering school recently put out the challenge of, and I'm not in the engineering school, but I listened to this, put out the challenge of every engineering student studying here having a field experience, an intern experience. And that's something that we at UCSD can do with our undergraduates in a powerful way, because our undergrads are absolutely excellent, and our faculty to student ratios are not terrible. And the undergrads are really keen. Mm-hmm. So I was glad to see all four of the examples here have included undergraduate. And then the other area that we have that we can do creatively is exactly the kind of masters you've had. And being able to do master's degrees that combine different strengths. So mm-hmm. I think we'll mm-hmm. be seeing more and more of that, because that will be some of the fuel. And then masters that combine with the undergraduate, where a student can do a 3+2 or a 4+1, can be a wonderful way to launch students into this next century.
I was wondering if I could ask for some elaboration on a couple of comments that were made. For example, there was the point was made that it's important to be able to talk across campus, to engage people from other departments. And I'm wondering if you could envision venues that might, activities that we might be able to promote on campus that could foster that, lower that barrier, make it easy, build these collaborative opportunities. What might you suggest? And this is open. I'm asking this question not just of the panelists, but frankly, the whole audience might have some suggestions as well.
There's a quick, and maybe it's an easy one, but we were talking earlier before the meeting started about, you know, several years ago, SDSC used to run these things called CSSS, Computational Science Seminar Series. And it was actually engaging folks on campus who were into computational stuff. I think it might be a good time to start a DSSS, which is a data science seminar series. Certainly computational issues obviously involve the particular problem that you're looking at, but with data it's even more so that you really have to understand the domain from which the data is coming. So it's, in a way, it's an even more collaborative effort that you need when you're talking about data science as opposed to, say, computational science. And I think it would be great to have a forum where the scientists and us computer types, you know, would be able to interact.
Okay, thanks. I think two ideas. One is making some kind of student competition for undergraduate, graduate level, where it's high profile, attended by the chancellor and the deans to give prizes, monetary, probably students would like more, where the best interdisciplinary project by a student at H level. And the other idea is that the Office for Research Affairs would dig into these very silver lining funding opportunities that do cross, which they're very rare and very difficult to find. And then they know who are the people and say, look, there's this funding opportunity that crosses, and I think that's...
I just had one idea, and I think if we could have a UCSD-wide seminar series, it's hard to collaborate with people if you don't know what they do. And I think the chance to really learn what our colleagues around campus are doing is relatively limited. Scripps recently initiated a Scripps-wide seminar series, and I think that's been really useful. And I think if we could scale that up to the entire campus, a lot of good things could come from that.
Can I add to that? I think that's a great idea. The only thing is that we already go to so many seminars, and so not to complain, but I think what would be really helpful is if it was available on the web that you can watch it when you want to, because then I think I would be able to benefit. Instead of watching another Downton Abbey or something, I might watch a seminar. Maybe not, but maybe not. In addition, exactly.
I think we need to work on ways to foster leadership for these programs and actually reward people who are willing to put their time into them, maybe with some months of salary or summer salary or to help fund their graduate students. But, you know, it's hugely time-consuming, and often the rewards aren't there in the more traditional sense, so that would help.
I just think this is such a great question. What's so becoming so clear is that the technological prowess that we have, becoming more conscious of what's going on in the planet and ecosystems, crystal clear. And yet, Kim, you know, as you say, as you continue doing this work, it's not going to be better measurements and so forth. That helps, of course, but linking that to action. So we're very strong as a campus globally, right, in doing this kind of work. One possibility for thinking this through, how to meet the engagement thing, what about regional engagement? What about figuring out a couple of areas, for instance, water, where we, as the campus, lays down some trusted pathways to the right kinds of institutions regionally, like, for instance, the Regional Water Quality Control Board, that would have the need for the kinds of research that we're doing, and make it easier to do that kind of engagement. That would bring us, I think, light years forward in getting access to the most amazing research frontier opportunities right here. And just because they're local doesn't mean it's global. So we've done some work up in the border region regionalizing global climate change modeling, which suggests that dust vectors are going to become increasingly important. So there you go. So that's just a thought.
I have two suggestions. One is just a small-scale grassroots kind of suggestion, and one is a bigger picture suggestion. Small-scale, I could see how just a little bit of money to have a shared student, and the only rule is you have to have someone from another department. You can do whatever you want, get a student, and talk someone else into working with that student to get just a small collaborative thing going, it allows people to focus in on something practical that could turn into a proposal. From the large scale, I think what would help is actually to know the rules of the game here, because it was explained that the purpose today is to hone these ideas, and I don't know if anyone, maybe other people have a better understanding than I do about how these different projects and directions have been established, but I didn't vote. I can see now the email I missed where I was supposed to vote, and I look at the vote, and there are four votes, and sometimes there's the number of votes for a project, number of authors. So I kind of would like to... I think that it's fair for us when we're talking about ways to move forward is that we know the rules of the game, and we write a proposal to NSF, we know what the rules are. And here we're talking about this large initiative, the direction that the university is going, but we don't really know the rules in which we can operate and establish collaborations.
So I appreciate that comment. one example of how to think about it and how to structure thinking is co-authorship on a joint collaborative paper. In bioinformatics, the most important papers are the ones that have a biological discovery. So the bioinformatics always goes in the middle. And I've always wished that we could have circular lists of authors where there is no beginning and no end, and at least corresponding authors. Yeah, but these are the practical kind of mechanisms that can help with these sorts of things.
Thanks. This has all been a really exciting discussion, and I'm sitting amongst some graduate students from Scripps and from political science, and I just wanted to make everyone here aware that from the graduate student level, there's been a great initiative in the past year to start an interdisciplinary group that kind of rides on the coattails of the SIO IGERT program and the Critical Ecologies Research Forum that was on Upper Campus. And so we've created a new group in the past year called the Interdisciplinary Forum on Environmental Change, with the ultimate goal of establishing some graduate-led interdisciplinary research projects. And we've had a very successful run so far, and we're looking for more faculty support. And so it's really exciting to hear about everybody mentioning you know, undergraduate, graduate, postdoc level support for interdisciplinary work. And so if you're interested, you can find us. But thank you. We're really excited.
All right. That concludes this panel. We started 5 minutes late, and we've ended 5 minutes late. Thank you.